Jan Gerber is our next guest, a News 24 parliamentary reporter. We are talking about the News 24 municipality study, the Out of Order Index. Hello, Jan.
Good afternoon.
How did you go about establishing what parameters would be in the Out of Order Index and then putting numbers to them?
Well, my colleagues did that. I'm just trying to make sense of it. They took some authoritative sources like the AG reports and Stats South Africa information and Treasury budgeting reports and looked at indicators like, for instance, capital budget expenditure, which tells you how much is the municipality in question investing in infrastructure. And looked at 100 indicators which, and then not hundreds, but several indicators, and giving the municipalities a point based on those indicators to get a total out of 100, with 100 being the perfect municipality and 0 being completely collapsed. So the highest score that was achieved is by two municipalities is 65. So it tells you that all municipalities has got a long way to go.
And what municipality did get that 65 out of 100 score?
It's Wolfersstrand and Cape Agulhas, both in the Western Cape.
Okay, so they both got. And what was the lowest score achieved? How close did 0 did an ANC municipality in the northwest or somewhere like that get?
26 in Pendle in KwaZulu-Natal.
Oh, okay. All right, and I'm sure that there's discussion to be had about the indicators, but there's a significant number of indicators, and the point score assigned to those indicators is based on official information. It's not based on wealthy person's experience of DA delivery to the southern suburbs of Cape Town. It's based on figures, facts and figures.
Yes, it's based on our data.
Okay. That Wolfersstrand and Agulhas that both got 65, that's two-thirds as good as they could be. I mean, I wonder if one travelled the world whether one would find a municipality with a 100-point score by these metrics or how high one can realistically expect a municipal government to score.
That's the thing. I mean, I don't think any municipality in the world will score 100. But with a high score of 65 indicates there's still a way to go. But obviously a bigger concern is the large amount of municipalities have got low scores. We've identified 43 municipalities further to COGFA's list that are in serious peril in terms of collapsing. So the big picture is really, really concerning.
43? What's the total number of municipalities?
I don't recall. It's over 200.
Okay, so this is about 20. There's 43 at serious risk of imminent collapse. Is about 20% of the municipalities.
Yes, that's on top of the amount of municipalities that has already been identified by government. So it paints a really grim picture of local government. I mean, especially outside the metros. The metros are doing okay. But a lot of the, especially rural municipalities, are really, really in deep trouble.
And people who live in those municipalities will be able to give me a list of things that are wrong with the municipality just like that, because they live that. They live in the streets, which are poorly lit. They live in streets which don't have their refuse taken away. They don't have a Tuesday where 99 or 97 Tuesdays out of 100 a vehicle comes along and takes away their refuse. They don't have sewage systems that work. They don't have water delivery systems that work. Those are the kinds of things that the poor performing municipalities don't do.
Yes. I mean, especially water provision is really, really disturbing. I mean, it's a basic human right, and there's municipalities who just simply can't provide it.
And the what are the 60-point plus municipalities? And your story on News 24 today says the top 5-point scorers are DA-run municipalities. What are they? What are they doing well, and what could they realistically be doing better, do you think?
In general, they fare well in terms of providing the basic services. Their financial management is sound. Spending their budgets properly. In general, what they can improve on is, in some cases, a bit more service provision, even improving their expenditure in terms of their budgets. But it's difficult. It's not the same for every municipality, of course. Some have certain drawbacks. Some have certain strong points. So it's difficult to generalize.
And Jan, the fact that the top five metros are DA are going to please the DA. They are going to say, you see our campaign slogan, which is where the DA governs, it governs better, is backed by the research that you've done. But if that's what the facts say, that's what the facts say.
Yeah, I felt a bit strange writing a story like that in the coming election, but I mean, the facts are the facts. It has also been what their campaign has been all about until they got sidetracked with posters in Phoenix, etc. But yeah, I mean, the data is the data.
So it's DA and the ANC and the number of municipalities which are run outright by another party. It's really hard to think of one. So essentially, it is a performance poll on the DA and the ANC, and the ANC comes off significantly worse. Are there DA municipalities which are below 50 points or below 40 points?
Yes, Modimolle, I can't remember the exact score. It's in, I think, in the 40s. That's in Limpopo. I can't recall the exact score, but that's a troubled municipality. Even when they took over, I think they governed coalition there as well. And yeah, that's I think that was the lowest score, Modimolle in Limpopo.
And are there ANC governed municipalities which have scores in the low 60s or high 50s?
Yes, I think the best performing is Steve Tshwete municipality, and eThekwini actually is the highest scoring metro with 62.
So eThekwini outperforms Cape Town.
Cape Town by 1 point, yes.
Okay, I'm not sure that the DA is going to be happy about that.
I haven't heard any complaints yet, but I suspect you're right, yes.
Jan, thank you very, very much indeed for talking us through that. Jan Gerber, News24's parliamentary reporter, telling us about their out-of-order index.